Morris Chalfant said, "The elements one needs to build a family altar are one family, at least one Bible, a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, some knowledge of the doctrines and convictions which parents hold as truth based upon the Holy Word of God, and having biblical convictions, and a sense of responsibility towards one's children. These elements must be packaged in determination and prayer, for Satan will relentlessly oppose the family altar. Satan will relentlessly oppose family devotions." And by the way, nobody can really do this for you like the husband and the wife, the father and the mother in the home. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the family devotion time as an extension and part of the local church. It is what makes the local church a powerful force in the community and in the world. For the church is made up of individuals and families. And it keeps the pastor from having a heart attack from trying to raise the dead every Sunday. Lord, help us get back to the family altar. Help us, Lord, to get back to family devotions. A very simple idea, but oh so powerful. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for leading us and leading me to lead my family for over 30 years, even before we got married. My wife and I prayed together, and before I met her, of course, I prayed by myself. And the Lord, you taught me long ago, I don't know how you did it, but you taught me the power of prayer. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor because it's made all the difference in my life after being saved, after being born again by your grace. And Lord, I wish it upon, and pray for it rather, upon others across this country. The most important thing they can do, if they are in a family, and even if they are single by themselves, is to pray earnestly first thing in the morning, and to read your holy word to start the day. The other things are not necessary. They don't have to read a devotional. They don't have to sing a song. But all of those things are good as well, as we've done over the past 30 years. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. Lord, if nothing else, help them to have a song in their hearts that they can meditate on throughout the day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Read or recite with me the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. In other words, God made everything. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Emmanuel, God with us. Through him all things were made for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made human. He was crucified for us under a historical figure named Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again and with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end, and we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son. And with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to life in the world to come. Amen, somebody. I like that real good. Join me in reading our Bible devotional passage from the Word of God this morning, Psalm 38, verses 1 through 11. The Bible reads, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrow stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh. Because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones, because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. How many of you have read that passage in your Christian life, and it was speaking about you? My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. How many of you are reading this morning and is talking about you? I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. Have you ever been there? I go mourning all the day long. Have you ever had that experience in your Christian life? Some of you are going through it right now. Some have been going through it for years because they refuse to confess their sins, and because you refuse to repent and get your heart right with God and with others. And if I don't care who you are, if you're not willing to confess your sins and admit your failures and apologize and get it right with God and others, but more than that, truly repent and turn away from it and not do it again. And yes, that is possible. Light. And yes, that is possible. It is possible for the Christian, by the grace of God, to confess his sins or confess her sins and repent and never do it again. That can only be done in the Christian and by the Christian. Dr. John McNeil preached a message one time titled, Stop Your Sinning. Not an exciting title, but a powerful message. Verse 7 says, "For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease." Some of you have a disease right now that you can't get rid of because of your foolishness. One night fling. You have AIDS. You have herpes. You knew you shouldn't have done it, but you did it in one night. You've been left with a disease you can't get rid of. What some people call now, you have to manage it. You don't even want to go on a date because the person might ask you to marry them, but you have a loathsome disease. Or you may want to get married and you don't want to tell the truth. And then you walk down the aisle full of guilt, knowing that you're getting ready to give this woman a loathsome disease for the rest of her life, you devil. Then you want to break down and confess it after you done gave her the disease. That's wrong. "And there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart." On your bed, you roar, say, oh, what have I done? "Lord, all my desires before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee." Sin will make you groan. Sin will make you, in your life, will make you groan. Sin will make you talk to yourself. You know why so many folks are losing their minds and talking to themselves today? Their hearts are full of evil. And that demonic evil is trying to come out some way, some form. And they mumble to themselves and talk to themselves. Why? Because their hearts are so filled with unconfessed sin and evil in their lives. You watch these people. You got some in your family who talk to themselves. And they're always groaning and moaning and shaking their heads and rolling their eyes. You need to watch them. You better make sure the devil is not talking to them. Verse 10, "My heart panteth, my strength faileth." Oh, my soul. "My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me." The light of mine eyes. In other words, you don't have that joy in your eyes, that sparkle in your eyes, that happiness in your eyes that people used to see. It just bounces off of your face. "My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my soul." They were your friends one time. They met you down at Starbucks. They were your Ace Boone Coons. But now that you got that loathsome disease, and you done confided in them that you have AIDS, or that you got some other disease, they stand aloof from my soul, and my kinsmen, even my family members, stand afar off, and they whisper about your sin and the results of your sin. You say, "Preacher, you ought not to say these things." No, it's just the truth, people. Now, if you want to hear the truth, come here. If you don't want to hear the truth, go someplace else. But that's just the truth. Matthew Henry wrote in his fine commentary, "Nothing will disquiet the heart of a good man or a good woman so much as the sense of God's anger against them because of their sin. The way to keep the heart quiet is to keep ourselves in the love of God. But a sense of guilt is too heavy to bear, and would sink men into despair and ruin, unless removed by the pardoning mercy of God. If there were not sin in our souls, there would be no pain in our bones. You might recall in the common prayer, there's a line that talks about, and we have no health in us. Well, that word health is an old English word that deals with wholeness. There's no wholeness. We're not spiritually sound or healthy. And someone said the word whole is connected. It comes from the same root word as holy. See, if you're not holy, you're not going to be whole and you're not going to be healthy, spiritually, mentally, or physically. We have many sick people in our church who hide their sickness behind their beautiful faces and their Armani suits and their red bottom shoes. Yeah, but you don't fool nobody. And you definitely don't fool the gifted, discerning people in the church. And many pastors have that ability to see right through you. They have to protect the church. We got to see past all that. And your money does not fool us either. You have people today who make more money now than they ever made in their lives. They come from the hills. They come from the hick towns. They come from the south. But they got it going on right now because they work for a certain insurance company. And you don't fool nobody with your Mercedes. That stuff does not make you happy. Dear Christian friend, if you have sin and evil in your life, in your heart, it will weigh down on you and depress your spirit. Anyway, when we perceive our true condition, the good physician will be valued, sought after, and obeyed. Amen, somebody. Yet many let their wounds rankle because they delay to go to their merciful friend. His name is God. His name is Jesus. When at any time we are distempered in our bodies, we ought to remember how God has been dishonored in and by our bodies, with sin in our lives. And by the way, nothing will steal that joy, that peace, that happiness that you had when you first got saved, like sin. I don't care who you are, I don't care how old you are, or how old you are in the Lord. Nothing will steal it like that. The groanings which cannot be uttered are not hid from him that searches the heart and knows the mind of the spirit. David in his troubles was a type of Christ in his agonies on his cross, suffering and deserted by family and friends. Join me, beloved, in praying for our governmental leaders and all others around the world. We do this because the Bible tells us so. The Bible tells us to do it. By the way, may I lovingly encourage you, if you want a little pick-me-up this morning, first confess your sins and repent, but get a hold of a song that Whitney Houston sung down in Brazil, I believe it was, live audience. She sung and just flat went off on an old song that all of us learned as children. Back away. Back away some more. Titled Jesus Loves Me. Only do this once you have confessed your sins and you have repented before God, because you're not going to enjoy it if you don't do that first. Jesus loves me. Nobody, I don't think anyone has ever sung it like she has. Anyway, do that. You can go to YouTube and get it and be blessed free of charge. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Okay, you in the back. Do you remember what happened yesterday? Yesterday morning? Okay, straighten up now. I told you, folks, that I will rebuke my children, as I have often done, and even my wife, during these devotions. Oftentimes because God told me to do it. And I'm not going to stop now just because we're live all around the world. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for our President, President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, their wives, First Lady Melania Trump, and I was proud of First Lady Michelle Obama and the great job she did. And I am equally proud of our First Lady today, First Lady Melania Trump. She's doing a fantastic job. Both of these ladies did not sign up for this, really did not want to do it, but they are doing a fantastic job and looking good while doing it. And so we thank God for our first family. And the second family, Second Lady Karen Pence, and we pray that you would grant them salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings throughout this day. Rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from these families. And we pray, leave that alone and pray. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from this time of devotion as well. And Lord, we pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight for President Trump and Vice President Pence and their families. We pray for their protection. We also pray for presidential aides, and we pray today for Chief of Staff to the First Lady, Lindsey Reynolds. We pray for the leaders of federal agencies. Chemical Safety Board Chairwoman Vanessa Allen Sutherland. We pray for all state governors. We pray for these same blessings to rest upon them. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, and life blessings upon Hawaii Governor David Azee, city mayors. We pray for them across the country and around the globe. We pray for Omaha, Nebraska Mayor Gene Stothert. And we pray these same blessings upon all U.S. senators. And we pray today for Nevada Senator Dean Heller. We pray for U.S. representatives. And we pray today especially for Arkansas Representative Fritch Heal. And we pray, Lord, for police chiefs across the country. And we pray for Mesa, Arizona Police Chief Michael Vorick, all sheriffs as well. Today we pray for Oakland County, Michigan Sheriff Michael J. Bouchard, and we commit these souls into your hands. We pray for salvation, spiritual family life, and protection blessings upon them. And as leaders in their communities, give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight into what they're dealing with. We also pray for all military leaders. Admiral Michael S. Rogers, Commander of U.S. Cyber Command and Director of the National Security Agency, that you would lead, guide, and direct him. We pray for all law enforcement officials across this country and around the globe. We pray for the leaders of all nations around the world. Today we pray for Comoros President Azali Assoumani, and we pray for salvation, spiritual life, and family blessings upon these people and their administration and their country. We pray also for church leadership across this nation. Save everybody who is religious but lost in every denomination, in every independent religious Bible-based religious community, and we pray, or church community. We pray for the leaders of Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, and Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for President Mark Schroeder, that you would give him leadership, guidance, and direction. Order his step and direct his way. And Holy Father God, we pray also for current events. We pray for the current events around the world. Lord, you know about these better than we do, but you've commanded us to pray for all people. And so, Lord, we pray for the families and the community of the four young men who were murdered in Pennsylvania, and there are others found in a 12-foot grave. Lord, I cannot imagine going through something like that myself. So, Lord, give these people the strength and the help and the comfort that they need, as only you can. And for no amount of counselors can handle this. And we pray for the salvation of all of these family members left behind. Have your Holy Spirit not to give them rest until they come to know your Savior. Move upon the hearts of pastors and people in churches in that community to reach out to them with the gospel as soon as possible. And Lord, we pray for the families of nearly 20 people killed in a Boko Haram attack in Nigeria, that you would comfort them as only you can, and raise up Christians and Christian organizations to stand with these people in this trying time. We also pray for the protection of Christians in the Philippines, and comfort those who have been negatively affected already, and who have lost loved ones. And we pray that you would raise Christians up in the Philippines to stand firm for your glory, praise, and honor. And we pray for protection, provision, housing, and clothing for the thousands of migrants who are fleeing the Middle East and North Africa. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for your blessings and protection and leadership, guidance, and direction and grace for persecuted Christians all around the world. Some we don't know about, but you know about. We pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the media. We pray for ABC News senior national correspondent Jim Avila. We pray that you'll lead the media to do its job and to not go past their boundaries. We pray for now prayer requests that have been sent to us through Gospel Light Society, Gospel Light House of Prayer. And we pray for Jim this morning. Please bless him with a good job and help him to go to college. We pray for Daniel. Help their government to make the right decisions for the people of Myanmar. We pray for Vicky. Please end the drought in Israel for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for Anam. Deliver him from all devilish spirits. Deliver all of us from all demonic spirits. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for Bisango. Please take away all evil spirits and poverty and heal him of hypertension. We pray for Adriana. Please provide her and her two children with a home. Bless her with a better job, with more opportunities in her business. We pray for Joy. Grant her the desires of her heart regarding her professional career. Bless her with the assistant professor position that she wants at her university. And we pray for Brittany. Give her a stronger relationship with you. And she's praying for a better relationship with her mother and father, and for a better job, and to have faith for all of these things to happen. Lord, I pray that you'll give all of us faith to see come to pass the things we want to happen in life for your glory, your praise and honor, for it is about that. It's about your glory, praise and honor, and your kingdom, not ours. And so, Lord God in heaven, we pray for Larby. Bless him with insight into your word. Grant him a godly wife. Help him to be a godly husband. Grant him grace and favor to win lost souls for you. And Lord, we pray for James. Please bless and prosper his gospel ministry in Kenya, which is your gospel ministry, and favor to win lost souls for you. We pray for James. Please bless and prosper his gospel ministry in Kenya. And Lord, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. Now we pray for people who have actually gotten saved through this ministry recently. We pray for Mo. We pray for Dakota. We pray for Daniel. We pray for Dan. We pray for Marlene. We pray for Christy. And we pray for Gal. We commit these souls into your hands. Help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to Jesus Christ through this ministry. We also pray for Sheldon, Jennifer, Shinui, Constance, Margaret, Josephine, Mabina, and Lord, help these to stand strong in the faith. We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, amen. Please join me now in reading our devotional reading for today, Am I Looking to God? By Oswald Chambers. Isaiah 45 verse 22 says, Look to me, look to me, and be saved. Do we expect God to come to us with his blessings and save us? He says, look to me and be saved. The greatest difficulty spiritually is to concentrate on God, and his blessings are what make it so difficult. Troubles almost always make us look to God. Amen, somebody. But his blessings tend to divert our attention elsewhere. The basic lesson of the Sermon on the Mount is to narrow all your interests until your mind, heart, and body are focused on Jesus Christ. Look to me. Many of us have a mental picture of what a Christian should be, and looking at this image in other Christians' lives becomes a hindrance to our focusing on God. Look to me. This is not salvation. It is not simple enough. He says, in effect, look to me, and you are saved. Not you will be saved someday. We will find what we are looking for if we will concentrate and focus on Him. Look to me. We get distracted from God and irritable with Him while He continues to say to us, look to me and be saved. Our difficulties, our trials, and our worries about tomorrow all vanish when we look to Him, when we look to God. Are you looking to God this morning? Wake yourself up and look to God. Build your hope on Him. No matter how many things seem to be pressing in on you, be determined. Be determined to push them aside and look to Him. Look to me, God says. Salvation is yours the moment you look to God. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, help us to look to you today. With all of this, this great devotion this morning, I feel like hearing Whitney Houston sing, I look to you. I look to you. What a beautiful song. And Lord, help us to live a beautiful life by looking to you today and every day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you happened upon us today on the World Wide Web, on the Internet Highway, if you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you were to die today and you're not sure you would go to heaven to be with the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, said to you and to me in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you. No matter what you have done, His grace is big enough to include you and to forgive you. God hates sin, but He has provided a sacrifice for sin, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who came and took away all of our sins through His holy and precious blood. And all you have to do to avoid going to hell because of your sin and go to heaven and be with God is believe on Jesus Christ. Now, what I just told you is the most important thing you'll ever hear in your life. I preach the gospel every day, but I never get bored doing so because it is the most important message in the history of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. The Bible says also in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 13 says, for whosoever, that includes you, whosoever, that means anybody at any time in history, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's a beautiful thing. You see, that sounds so easy. Why would God make it hard for such sinful and ignorant people as we are? He put it down on the lowest shelf that a child can understand it. A child can believe on Christ. I led all of my 7 children to the Lord on their 7th birthday so that they would never forget it. They understood it. They were moved emotionally, some of them, and cried after they got saved. It was a beautiful moment. It was also a beautiful moment when I got saved as a grown man at 19 years old. December 19th, 1979. I have never been the same. And if God can save me coming out of religion and coming out of the world, I had a foot in the world and a foot in the church, and lost and on my way to hell. And you may be that way this morning. All you have to do, you don't have to join a church. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to tithe and give money to the church to be saved. You don't even have to be baptized to be saved. You don't have to jump and shout and run around the church to be saved. You don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. You don't have to do any of that. Just believe on Christ. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And I guarantee you, in the words of Sammy Madison, I guaranteed you that you'll be saved today. And I'll be glad to lead you in prayer. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask God to save your soul. Follow me phrase by phrase as I did 40 years ago. And I assure you that God will save your soul if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in my life. I have broken your commandments in front of your face. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, as I now believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend, and I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, which will be in book form soon. For Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you, I look to you, yeah. And when melodies are gone and you hear a song, I look to you. Fighting left, sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken, I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. I look to you.